At 4 minutes past, Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. A leading Tennessee gay rights advocate says the state's LGBT community is bracing for another loss at the Supreme Court. Nation's highest court heard oral arguments Tuesday in a case out of Colorado involving a baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Pundits say Justice Anthony Kennedy is likely to cast the deciding vote. Kennedy's questions Tuesday suggest he's torn between the gay rights issues and the free speech implications of the case. Chris Sanders heads the Tennessee Equality Project. He says the gay community fears this case will go against them, as did another recent Supreme Court ruling on a case out of Texas.
Basically, the Texas Supreme Court said that just because you can get a marriage license, it doesn't mean that same-sex couples are necessarily entitled to the benefits that go with that. That was a case out of the city of Houston about married same-sex couple benefits.
Sanders notes that Tennessee is not one of the states that prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation, says that means gay Tennesseans do sometimes experience the kind of discrimination addressed in the Colorado wedding cake incident. Conservative Christians are also watching the case closely. David Fowler with the Family Action Council of Tennessee says many Christians fear the gay rights issue will eventually force them out of public service professions.
There's an increasing level of concern that it's getting harder and harder to be true to what I believe as I engage in the public square.
Supreme Court's decision in the Colorado case won't be made public until June of next year. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.